heard Reservoir Dogs get a mention. I heard Roger quit with the assembled group of men and women. I was only just talking to the men about being Reservoir Dogs. Came out of the blue, I've done with a huge smile on his face to people who undoubtedly understood the reference. And then he had offended the group who were assembled to have their photograph taken here. And it's a paparazzi. And now we have all feminine groups. We have a bride with a bridesmaids. He goes right in and tells him about the hope of the dreams. Complete assurance.
Now, Kira, did tell you about the bikini shot, didn't she? Work it!
Whips up the second camera and looks back at the jacket. His own ruddy green glistening in the sun. He lets the videographer in, ruffles his own hair, and turns to have a look at what he's just shot of. Meanwhile, the ladies are going well. He scratches his own chin, looks for somebody who clearly knows exactly who he wants next. He's ready to move the men in. Moves the ladies out, moves the men in. This is very, very practiced. Of course, as the bride and one of her bridesmaids moves down, Roger shoots a photograph of a look on the face of the bride. Something that wouldn't have got except that he now backs right into the bridesmaid. Photograph that lots of us would have liked to have got. The documentary photographer crashing backwards into one of the bridesmaids. She held on to her bouquet. Carried on, he now has the men where he wants them. Four men. Offering the men to the cameras of the others. I noticed that the videographer has a still camera around his neck. As well, it's a Nikon. So we have one man carrying Canon and another carrying Nikon. We may be close to the end of the photographs at this stage. The end of the post-photographs.